Hillman on cliffcentral.com.
Hey, listen, just before we touch base with Trey Mash, are you a germaphobe? Well, are you? I totally am. I can barely even like touch the mixing desk in front of me now without needing disinfectant. I'm getting anxiety just with the thought of all of this on my hands. Oh, no, you're not, hey?
I'm not.
You're not, okay.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Okay, well, listen to this. This is very interesting, Trey Mash. Mm-hmm. According to a recent survey, your home is dirtier than a chimpanzee's nest. So that is quite intense, actually.
That is intense. Yeah. That is very intense.
I didn't even know chimpanzees had nests.
I didn't even know.
So that's crazy.
That is
so
wild.
Just how dirty is it? Gareth Cliff and the team discussed this on a brand new feature, Turning a Blind Eye, brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. You can download the podcast now. Plus, Lorato Chabalala is back on the cliffcentral.com radio waves, unradio waves, that is. Catch her new season of Living It Up, all about interior design and making the best use of the space you have. New episodes are released every single Thursday. Inspired by Art Deco, crafted passionately for you, Taylor Blinds collection revolutionize your window spaces. You can find out more information over at cliffcentral.com, but the folk over at Taylor Blinds collection do some incredible stuff and can certainly help you out, so make sure you catch up cliffcentral.com to do all of that. Right now though, he's not a germaphobe, but Trey Mash is in the building. What's happening?
Yes, sir. Everything is all good. I'm blessed, man. I'm
really
blessed.
Okay, well that's good. That's great. Tell me about what you've been up to so far today. What does a guy like you do
on a regular day? Well, I wake up in the morning, I take a jog or go to the gym, and after that I just go hustle. I go into the studio or I go do other things that push me to the next level, you know.
Dope.
I'm more into business, so you know, I'm just trying to grow a business at the moment.
Yeah.
And the music, I love the music, is my first love. So that's the first thing that when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, yo, music, gym, and business. In that exact order.
I like that. Music,
yes,
gym, and business,
yes,
in that
sir.
Order.
In that order.
I'm basically the same.
No, yeah.
except for the music I listen to on my iPod, so and that's, I don't make it.
You don't.
Then gym, I haven't been in a while.
But you cool.
And then
cool.
Business, I mean, like, we're trying.
Yeah, you're trying to get up there.
So tell me, for someone that's never sort of heard your, if someone hasn't heard your music before and you have to describe it to them, what would you describe your music as?
Well, I would describe my music as something that comes from the bottom. Basically, in my music, I try to motivate everybody.
Yeah.
Me, myself, coming from the bottom, coming from a certain location. In my music, I try to tell a story that you can make it too. At the same time, I'm not trying to be serious. Too serious, I mean.
Mm.
And at the same time, I'm trying to be mellow so that people can understand it. So I'm both fun and serious. So the music basically tells you to hustle, go out there, do your thing. No matter where you come from, you can do it too. Just keep on hustling.
So, yeah, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Pretoria, Sunnyside,
cool.
actually.
Cool.
Yeah, I grew up in Pretoria, Sunnyside. We moved to different locations, you know, Kempton Park, but Pretoria, Sunnyside, that is my home. That's where I'm from.
And where's home now?
Home now is still Pretoria, Sunnyside.
Dope. Okay,
yeah, but
cool.
at another place.
Another
I
spot,
moved out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I moved out of my, you know, parents' crazy.
How do you think that sort of your upbringing influenced the artist that you've become, and how did it influence that?
Well, my upbringing, first of all, my late father, he used to be a lover of music.
Cool.
He left me a lot of vinyl records. I just found them like, yo, what am I going to do with this? But then I was still young. Mm. So as I grew older, I started understanding that he actually left this for me because he saw the vision.
Mm.
And thing is, my father used to play the keys at church and my mother used to sing. So, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
Then it just hit me. The music bug just hit me from an early age. I remember I used to tell my mother, like, yo, I'm going to be like those people on TV one day. And she didn't understand what type of music I want to get into. I also didn't have a clue. But that upbringing right there, going to church, seeing all the keys, how people were working. And that's when I was like, wow, that's my upbringing. That's how music.
How did you go from being passionate about music to making a living out of music? And what is required of one in order to make that switch?
Mm-hmm. From being passionate, right? It started basically, let me just say, my first year of university. I've been making music since 2010, but in 2013, that's when I started taking it serious. It went to something which I had to make a living with, because my friend by the name of Mesh B, he's the one who told me, yo, Trey, bro, you actually talented. Why don't you take this thing serious? Like, nah, I need to focus on my studies, this and that. You know, my parents. Like, nah, bro, that's something that's in you. You just have to do it. So ever since then, I started pushing. And 2014, I met with the right people. And that's when I started making a living from music in terms of gigs, shows, events, selling, and, you know, all those things. So that's how I took it from passion to a career, and I'm still on the career. Like, I believe that I'm not where I want to be right now, but I'm pretty good where I am. But I know that I still have to go, you know, still have to go higher with the right team around me. You know, the right team around me. So he's also another person who's actually influenced my music. He's a photographer, so he told me from the start that you're going to make it since back in the day. His name is SB. So yeah, SB Design. So he's
SB's
the one
busy doing all the photography right
now. He's the shooter. SB's the shooter. So he also told me one day, I'm like, yo, Trey, you just gotta follow this. This is you. So
this is you.
That's me. Then ever since then, I ain't looked back.
Cool. Hanging out with Trey Mash, more with him on the way. So Trey Mash is here. You know that we're in an interesting time of the year because it's halfway through 2018.
Yes, sir.
What's gone right and what still has to go right?
Well, what's gone right, I would say everything so far has went right because I completed my studies. Excuse me?
What did you major
in? I was majoring in marketing and advertising at the Vale University of Technology.
Cool.
So I completed my studies. I got my own place and the music is finally starting to pay off. And I bought myself a car and, you know, everything is just going right. But, you know, there is no right without any failures. You know, I've encountered a lot of failures this year. I was depressed mostly about the music, especially because it's something that I love so much. There was certain things I couldn't do, you know, so that depressed me. But that's just like, that's just a drop in the ocean, an ocean full of positivity. So since then, everything has been right. And I've done so much to cover up, like, for the first half of the year. And now we're in the second half of the year. And I know I'm going to do way, 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 way much more.
What do you think is the hardest thing about your life?
The hardest thing about my life? The hardest thing about my life is not knowing how to differentiate people who come there for a meal ticket or people who come there to actually support you. You know, there's a certain stage in life whereby when you start achieving certain things, a lot of people, a certain amount of people start coming into your life. So that actually confuses me because you don't know who's there for you really and who's there just to cash out, who's there just to say, here, I'm with you, you know. So that's the hardest thing ever. That's the hardest thing, not being able to differentiate, because at the end of the day, the people who are there for the wrong reasons are going to kind of slow you down in the future. And it's not easy to see that because everybody's smiley faces. Once when something goes wrong, that's when you're going to start thinking like, wow. So that's the hardest thing, not being able to differentiate who's real and who's fake. Basically.
And do you think you've kind of got that waxed now?
Yeah, I've kind of got it waxed, and I'm still working on, you know. You know, sometimes I just got to chop a few people off. So I got it kind of waxed at the moment, yeah.
Who do we need to chop off the music game in South Africa?
What? Who do we need to chop off?
I mean, like, just so overrated. Like, you've had a really great run. It's time to move on.
To move on.
Yeah.
Like someone in the mainstream. I hope they don't kill me, though.
This is what it's about. You gotta
That's
have,
what it's about, yeah. Right? No offense to my man El Tito, but you know El Tito.
You think it's done?
Yeah, I think it's over with El Tito, man. He's big out here, so I respect him as an OG, but you know, he had a good run.
El Tito was part run. Of a group, right?
Yeah, he was part of KO Blitz Gang.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Mugs, El Tito. Who else was there, bro?
Who else was in that? I don't know.
It was Max El Tito and this guy. I keep on Morale.
Yeah, yes, yeah, sir. Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, they were called the Glitz Gang. No, the glitz game.
So not so much glitz anymore.
It ain't working.
Old Tito.
But I still have respect for the homie.
Yeah. Who do you think is really on the come up? Obviously, Trey Mash, totally there.
On that come up.
Yeah. Who else is really sort of on that come up?
Well, I would say, have you ever heard of a kid by the name of Luna Florentino?
Someone has told me about Luna Florentino before.
Yeah, Luna's on a good come up. How many should I pick?
Go for it. Okay. I mean, you just throw it.
I would say Luna Florentino. He's on a come up. Caesar, Mesh B, and Aries, of course.
Aries is totally killing it.
Aries is killing it. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, he's killing.
What do you think? Who do you think's making the most money? Who's the smartest business mind in music in SA?
I would have to say Casper Nyovest.
You think that's so? Huh?
Yes, sir. That is one smart man right there. Like, he is so smart. Even his PR team, his team, like everything. Like, he knows how to get people interested. And he's making the most money because he doesn't have a record label. So there's no middleman taking all his money. Every deal which he acquires, it doesn't get someone in the middle. Yo, let me take a piece of it. Nah, it's all his, and he knows how to use it. He knows because he has a lot of investments. He has a lot of property. He has a lot of artists. So he's making money every direction, everywhere.
Who do you think talks a really great game but doesn't always deliver when it comes to music?
I would have to say that's a hard one. That's a lot. I would have to say person who talks a lot. You know Muggs?
Yeah.
Muggs talks a lot, man. But he don't deliver. Those are the OGs, though. Mm. Thing is about the OGs, us as upcoming artists, the OGs look at us like, because you're doing this type of style, you're doing this. So yeah, I'd have to say Muggs, he talks, but he doesn't deliver. You know, I hope he doesn't kill me for this though.
No, you gotta own it. If you say it, you gotta own it.
You know, I just gotta say it.
So what's next for you in the rest of the year? What's still on the agenda?
What's next for me is I'm gonna be shooting like more videos.
Cool.
Making sure that they get more airplay. I'm more focused on the business side of music as much as I'm focused on the music alone. That's very important because you have to know your business, you feel me? So I would say more videos, more interviews, like Cliff Central.
There you go,
you
know?
Bro. I just want to like finally get into the mainstream and show the people what they've been missing. Because they usually say, yo, there's a gap in the industry, but we can't figure out what it is. So I want to be that person. I want to be that link, that link to the chain, so that people say, yo, here was the missing link. Mm. I feel like the industry doesn't really give a lot of upcoming people a chance. So we just got to go there, smash the doors open and get it. So that's what I got to offer.
Smash the doors open and get it. I love that. It is Trey Mash the Great on Facebook. It is what on Twitter and what on Instagram?
Trey Mash the Great on all platforms, yes, sir.
And that's TreyMashDaGreat. In fact, I must double check here.
Yes, sir.
That there's nothing that's happened with you on social media in the past few hours that I should have totally known about. Mm-hmm. You haven't, like, I don't know, had a child.
No.
Or something. Trey Mash the Great. There we go. Yes, I'm just doggy. Hang on. Top dog lifestyle. Yes, so, okay, yes, yeah, yes. There we go. Vol marketing graduate. Yes, and then is this, there's Bay. You and Bae.
Yeah, that's me, you know.
Is that still happening?
Yes, it's still happening. Okay, you know, you need a woman in this game. Like, you need a woman to keep...
Charlotte.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's her name.
I've been trying to figure out who Charlotte is for months since that song came out.
You know that song.
And now finally I know who Charlotte actually is. I came to speak to Charlotte.
Yes, sir.
All right, dope. Well, it's Trey Mash the Great everywhere. So thank you so much for stopping by and excited to see what is next.
Thank you so much for the interview.
This is Cliff Central. Cliffcentral.com